When I met you, it felt like we had lived 1,000 lifetimes together and that we were just catching up. You felt like home, and all I wanted to do was be next to you. I wanted to be as close to you as I could. I wanted to sink into your skin. I wanted to be the breeze that was tousling your hair. Up until that moment, I didn't know my soul had been underwater all of my life. By some divine chance that it should recognize the one who could rescue it from certain death. But you are my oxygen. You pulled me to the surface and put the breath into my lungs. And now I can't go back. Falling in love with you was like reading a new favorite book that I found at a vintage market. Your cover was dark, soft and tired, touched by 1,000 hands before. I fanned through your pages, breathing in your smell, already knowing that I'd be taking you home. Hooked from the very first page, I saw you and dove right in. You were immediately intense. You drew me in and I clung to your every word like a child to their father's leg. I kept going back and rereading, needing to pick up every last detail, needing to understand you, needing to make sure that I didn't miss a single thing. It's enthralling, and often I've thought about skipping to the end, just to make sure that I won't be hurt by the outcome. What if it breaks my heart? Should I know that now, before I fall in love with your pages? The book of you. I carry you around with me. I keep you in my pocket. I glance at you every chance I get. You fill the time that I sit alone, quietly sipping my tea in the evenings. You occupy my mornings as I attempt to get ready for work. Your pages are worn, but all new to me. New to my fingers, but they feel familiar. I feel how many have come before me, how many have been through your chapters. My fingers gripping, I consume you, praying to God that I don't turn too fast and get a paper cut. Despite having never seen you before, I feel like I've read you over and over again. Your spine is worn, stiff, rigid, but falling apart. When I get far enough into the thick of things, I break you open, and you crack. You open up. You bare your insides, and it thrills me to read them. I absent-mindedly twist your phrase between my fingers as I lose track of the world around me. You offer me your pages and tell me your stories. You allow me to love your supporting characters. You let me bookmark you when I get overwhelmed and just need a breather. You hear my gasps when I'm surprised. You catch my tears when they fall. How many other tears have fallen on this page? How many other gasps have they heard? You make me feel like I'm in your world. You bring me into your depths, and you make me feel things I forgot I could. My heart swells, it drops, it aches, and it beats. You fill me with wonder, lust, anger, but never an ounce of regret. I think about how I can't wait to share you with friends, about how everyone has to live in the wonder that is you. I think about how you'll probably stick with me for a while, and I'll read you over and over again, and how you'll eventually fall apart, and how that will be my doing. I'll have loved you too hard, I'll have turned your pages too quickly, I'll try to tape you up, I'll try to glue you back together, I'll try to fix your cracks, but my hands will shake and stumble, and I'll make mistakes. I'll eventually put you on the shelf with the other books I've loved, because I know that if I touch you even one more time, I'll completely destroy you. It will hurt, And every once in a while, I'll look at you on that shelf and remember exactly how I felt the first day we met. I'll take a few seconds, retreat into the dream that you were in the world that I lived in with you, and I'll recreate it in my mind. I'll live there in the memory of you for a minute. I'll close my eyes. I'll forget my life. I'll smile, my love, and I'll just remember you.